Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Garibaldi Red podcast. I'm Max Hayes, and alongside Sarah Clapson today, we're here at Nottingham Forest for a landmark conference event aimed at tackling race, gender and inequality in football. There's plenty of people here to speak to, the likes of Viv Anderson, Thierry Henry and a few special guests from Nottingham Forest as well, the likes of first team players from Anthony Alanga. It's a huge event. Marinakis has invested his own time and money into this event. It's taking place here at the City Ground today, so come inside with us, follow us around, and we'll try and speak to some interesting people with some good stories.
It's something that I never had when I was a player, so you look in 2024, these initiatives are really good. Hopefully things get through to the hierarchy that made the decisions, but hopefully we can move on with racism. But in this, I saw the statistics there, it's still up 30-odd%, which is terrible, really.
I think it's self-explanatory. I think everyone's aware of the issues that are in society that are still going on today. And, you know, events like these, initiatives, new programmes need to be made aware, and people need to, you know, try and include as many people as possible so we can make changes and we don't have to keep seeing this stuff pop up on Sky Sports and, you know, especially in Europe as well. And we can start making changes, you know, and make a better and more comfortable society for everyone.
It's incredible. It's a great initiative. Obviously, it's a big subject in sport and in world in general as well. So for myself to be here to show support is fantastic. And like I said when I spoke in there, if I can educate my children and educate and for them to live in a better world where their friends and their potentially family could live in a safe space is something that only that I can aspire to for them to have.
I'm joined by Swin and Victor from the Punjabi Forest Group. Guys, great to see you here today at such an important conference. Just, you've been in a few so far today. Just give us kind of an overview of what you've made of it, really.
Yeah, great to see you, Max. Real eye-opener. Seeing some of the players, hearing their stories, Lillian Thuram, Thierry Henry, and really sad to hear what they've had to say.
And I suppose when you did play and you talk about going into coaching, do you feel a sense of responsibility to play your part in an attempt to try and stop things like this from happening?
I think so, but on the flip side of that, I think everyone's got the same equal responsibility. Even when you're playing, you can be in a little bit of a bubble and, you know, you're in a position of privilege, which means even more so that you need to be a bit more active. A lot of people follow us when you're playing, so your voice is listened to. You know, when you're outside of the game, your pull isn't as strong. So I think everyone has a responsibility to do, and hopefully people see it the same, and you can kind of get rid of that minority, because it is a minority, and that minority, unfortunately, though, has a big influence.
The general population should see themselves as a just do the right thing and then stop being so awful and stop being that type of person and realise that the world is full of good people that want to be treated the same, and I think if you have that mindset, and it can only help, it's a lot more to do, and doing conventions and conferences like this is incredible and it's brilliant, but like I said, I think each and every person should look at themselves first and are they doing everything they can? Because we can do a conference in there and we can talk for hours on end, but then if we leave the stadium today and you go down the street and the bloke working or the bloke or woman working down the road say something, it needs change from the very bottom, and the only way to get it is if we educate ourselves and move forward.
It's something that's been talked about for years, not just in our change room, but in the world in itself. And for me, it's important, like today, to learn something new, to get knowledge. And for other players, the young, I've seen the academy players being there. So for me, being able to speak out, I hope they can take an example out of that and, you know, speak to their teammates when they train tomorrow. Say, oh, I listened to Anthony when he said this, said that. And yeah, it's something that we talk about in a change room because it's important to discuss, you know. So for me, if we could, like today, if more conferences can be held like this, not just Nottingham, but other teams take an example out of this, that'd be fantastic.
I mean, just how important, Victor, are these events and also fan groups like yourself?
Well, very important, because for us, it's given us another thinking of what our supporters group could do to help, possibly. The young man, James, who plays in the lower league, still plays. He's the young man that really, when he told me that story about the Santa gifts and then the gift that was given, was bananas. That was actually, you know, it took me back a lot. I was very sad. And these are the things we've got to re-educate people. Yeah. Racism is about re-educating. All of us, we can get in our comfort zone, but it boils down to what you teach your children.
Is it something you're aware of in the dressing room? Is it something that you kind of acknowledge as a group of players?
Yeah, we're together. It's a multicultural sport, and I think we, in our dressing room, we've got different religions, we've got different races, and obviously the LGBTQ plus. We don't know whether there's people within our dressing room at the moment at Forest, or there's certainly people in football that don't have the strength to come out as well. So it's important for us to feel like there's a safe space, and obviously being 28 now, I've been around many a dressing room. So if I can try and educate the next group of players coming through and giving a safe space really for players to be able to be themselves, because ultimately that's all you want, because when you are yourself, you're going to be performing better, you're going to be living a happier life.
And I suppose credit as well to the Forest owners for putting this event on.
Yes, very much so. And I think they've done it in Athens somewhere, and they did it somewhere else abroad, and I'm glad they've come to Nottingham and tried to showcase the football club.
Yeah, I've run out of superlatives for the owner and what he brings to this football club and what he's done for me on a personal note, but what he continues to do for the community and for the football club is something definitely doesn't go unnoticed, and he deserves all the respect he gets. And he's an incredible person that you can tell that how much this football club means to him and how much the community around this place means to him. And it's really, really good. And if you have figureheads like that and powerful people in sport and in the world in general spearheading these sorts of conferences, then it's only going to help.